Unison Service Group Executive Elections. We need action to fight the cost of living crisis. Unison must take the lead, build a cross-union campaign for a pay rise and to stop cuts and privatization. Socialist Party members in Unison bills are skyrocketing, council tax and national insurance are going up, and yet the rich are getting richer. After 10 years of austerity, with the previous Unison leadership failing to defend jobs, pay and services, in last year's national executive, NEC, elections members voted for change. The new left leadership must prepare urgently to mobilize the membership to fight the cost of living crisis and put forward a serious strategy to fight for the NHS and council services, including supporting no-cuts councillors. Local government Unison members rightly fear a continued threat to jobs and pay, as well as the services provided, despite having given so much during the pandemic. That is why it is key to organize to defend any attack on members' jobs, wages, and conditions. Unison must demand that labor authorities refuse to implement more cuts and instead set budgets to meet the needs of the people they are elected to serve. Council reserves have incredibly gone up from £19 billion in 2019 to £29 billion in 2021. So councils can definitely refuse to implement the predicted £3 billion shortfall. And if Labour councils won't stand up for us, then members will rightly ask, why are we handing them £3 million a year of members' money? We need councillors willing to fight the Tories, not act like them, and if they won't fight, the union should change its rules to allow us to back anti-cuts candidates who will. Health covered exposed the crisis in the NHS that has been present since the start of austerity in 2010. On pay, with inflation heading towards double figures, the Tories' paltry 3% NHS payoff for 2021 and 2022 is a massive pay cut after a decade of wage restraint. Members of health unions, including Unison, voted to reject last year's pay award and were prepared to take action. Unison members voted 77% in favor of sustained industrial action, and the union must now move to a formal industrial action ballot if there is not a significant pay rise for all staff in the NHS. The union must also fight against privatization and Tory attacks on the NHS. We need a fully funded, democratically run NHS and care system. Vote for health seats Adrian O'Malley, Yorkshire; John Malcolm, Northern Region; Brian Loder, East Midlands. Local government seats Angie Waller, Yorkshire; Steve Bell, South East Health; Mark Evans, Wales Local Government; and Helen Couchman, South East Community, have all been elected unopposed.